Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Walt Leger, New Orleans & Company president and CEO. Walt, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Newell. Hope everything's going well with you this week.
It is, and I have been down in the city a lot over the last 30 days, having dinner and dining in a number of different locations, and the city has been just buzzing. I mean, it's been packed. Having said that, though, a lot of folks saying they're having tough times, but it's kind of weird because it looks busy to me.
Yep, a lot of highs and lows this year, Newell, and we haven't escaped that this fall either. You know, it's been a challenging year, to say the least. Occupancy down a little bit overall, but also some really high highs with Super Bowl and some great conventions and conferences and other really positive announcements about the city when you think about the Michelin announcement as well as UNESCO Creative City for Music designation. A lot of reasons to be optimistic about the future, but it's certainly been a challenging year. The government shut down, threw some wrenches in travel plans for convention attendees. And so some of the predictability that we usually get from the meetings and conference industry has been a little less predictable this year. And all those things have added up to some challenges for some folks. But the weather has been really great for the last 45 days or more. And I think people have really enjoyed that. And so you are seeing more people out and about enjoying the culture of the city. And I think we're on the right track, but certainly this is, as we've talked about, highly competitive as to where people travel, where they spend their money, and we just have to keep competing.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I think we do continue to punch above our weight. You mentioned Michelin. You mentioned UNESCO. We've had a lot of great concerts come to town. We've got a lot of things coming in 2026. Tried out a new restaurant the other night. I don't know if you've been there yet, Walt. Delacroix, incredible
spectacular
meal. Beautiful. On Spanish Plaza, gorgeous view of the river. I mean, it just felt, I don't know, serene, surreal. It was, you know, we haven't had a place located like that close to the river. It was great.
Yeah, there's a lot of, there's just a lot of weight sort of and gravity pulling people towards the riverfront more and more. You know, there's the project that we partnered with the Convention Center and with the Audubon on over at Governor Nichols Wharf, which is, you know, will be up and operating in the spring before French Quarter Fest. That's kind of a festival, I guess a gathering place and a place for some events to take place and connect the community to the riverfront. You know, Audubon has invested and continues to invest in the aquarium and the insectarium. Of course, the Four Seasons and Caesars and now Delacroix and the folks over at the Riverwalk have invested as well around Spanish Plaza. And I think more to come. We're going to keep trying to activate that and get people as connected to the river as we can. But I agree, a beautiful, beautiful restaurant. Obviously great food, but also a really interesting and unique connection point for the Mississippi River, which is foundational to why this community exists in the first place.
You know, it's funny, Walt. I never realized just how truly butt ugly that ferry building was. And now that it's gone and there's something nice that's there, and you see the new ferries that we have running. It's like, oh my God, this is transformational. I mean, it was really
absolutely
weird.
It's massively transformational, and I think it's introducing people to the river in a unique way. Obviously, people who travel here know about the Mississippi River, how vital it is to the nation. And I think in the past have been surprised that there's not more opportunity to connect to it. And so we've got to keep building upon that. I think there's a lot of opportunity in years to come to continue to improve that, and excited about the more than 2 miles of connectivity along the riverfront that will exist once we get this new Governor Nichols Wharf development off the ground. And all of that, I think, just continues to create opportunity. We'll be partnering with the French Quarter Fest folks on New Year's Eve with some concerts over at Waldenburg Park. And obviously those kind of things are always well received, and we're excited to have that happening again in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I saw that, and I guess some Christmas stuff too as well, right, with the French Quarter Festivals folks, which is always a lot of fun with holiday concerts going on.
Well, yeah, this week seems to kick that off. It's Thanksgiving week. A lot of folks coming home to visit family and friends. And, of course, a lot of our friends from around the state and around the nation coming in for Bayou Classic. And then that'll roll right into a lot of the Holidays New Orleans-style promotional activity that we talk about. Those are, great Revillon dinners at restaurants across the city, special cocktails, special menus. We've got some special rates at hotels as well with the Papa Noel rates. All of that can be found on our website, neworleans.com. But there's holiday concerts. There's the Manning Family Children's Holiday Parade coming up, and Christmas Fest over at the Convention Center, and Celebration of the Oaks at City Park. It's an exciting time in New Orleans. Obviously, people come in and they want to visit the hotels and see the lobbies and the decorations, and that's been happening for generations. So always exciting time for the holidays here in New Orleans.
I just had the general on, Thomas Frelew from Jackson Barracks. For the first time in 20 years, they're going to have their Christmas tour of the largest collection of antebellum homes that were built in 1836 in one location, which is really exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been in communication with them, helping to share that news and push that out as well. I think a really special place over there, also along the riverfront, and get a really good opportunity to connect with the history of our community in a deeper way. So excited for people to do that. And Preservation Resource Center has the home holiday tours as well. So you get to see some of the architecture, get to see some of the longstanding historical impact that has been a hallmark of our community. And we're excited for people to be with us again, being in the restaurants, being with family and friends. It's a great time of year, and we're excited to have that kind of activity in the community again.
Walt, so here we are, Bayou Classic. I guess it starts today, right? And people are coming in town. The game is 1 p.m. on Saturday. They have festivities throughout the week, and from this point till March, April, it's just nonstop.
Yeah, this really is the big kickoff. We've got, you've got Bayou Classic Parade on Thanksgiving Day, of course, and then and the Greek Show, Battle of the Bands on Friday, the football game on Saturday with a big broadcast and streamed on Peacock all over the country and the world. And from there, as we talked about, rolling into the holiday seasons, meetings, conferences, conventions, events, other types of celebration. Of course, the Allstate Sugar Bowl coming up, the New Orleans Bowl a few days before that, and excited again this year. We'll have a quarterfinal college football playoff game with the Sugar Bowl, so look forward to seeing what teams we end up drawing and having that matchup. And then, of course, our team's continuing to bring in meetings and conventions and events. We've got thoracic surgeons, I think, early in at the beginning of the year. We've got American Association of American Law Schools, Linguistic Society, some corporate meetings, the Louisiana Music Educators Association. I mean, on and on and on. That's just really in the first couple of months as we continue to try to build out 2026, so that we can continue to drive that economic impact for the region.
Yes, and I interviewed the guy from Rockin' 1000 the other day.
Fabio.
That sounds like
Fabio. Yeah,
Fabio. I mean, that just sounds like that's going to be a blast.
I can't wait to see how this all plays out. You know, it's been one of those things, Newell. It's difficult to help people understand and wrap their head around it. You know, they talk about the largest rock band in the world, 1,000 musicians, singers, guitarists, bassists, drummers, all playing classic music that everyone kind of knows. But, and if you get online and you look at some of the viral videos that have come out of these events all over the world, it's exciting that we're going to be the first place in North America to have one of these events happen. But we really, it's hard to capture how powerful it is for those people who are present and a part of this show as spectators. So, you know, we're really excited to pack the dome. You know, there's some specials coming up this Friday, I think, on ticket sales where you can, I think, buy three and get one free, Black Friday sale. And so really encouraging people across the community to start buying those tickets and planning to be there. It's January 31st, but really for those who are not there, I think they're going to look back on it and wish they had been. And for those that are there, I think they'll be talking about this for a long time. It's going to be a really powerful event. When you think about the wave of music created by 1,000 musicians, and how that's going to feel and sound to be present for it. It's hard to even wrap your head around. And the videos make it look cool, but I still don't know that it can really fully encompass how powerful that those moments are going to be when you're in person in the dome.
And in spite of all of that, Walt, I have been a little depressed because I was notified the other day that I'm on the standby list for Banana Ball. I thought for sure I was going to get picked to be able to buy tickets, but didn't happen.
Well, so. I hope that you I hope that you feel comforted by the fact that I join you on that list. I am also on the wait list. I got a few angry texts from.
I'm not comforted at all, Walt.
Yeah, I got it. I was so excited when I got the email because I thought it meant that I had won the lottery, but I actually just won a coveted spot on the wait list.
Yeah. So you're suffering the same disappointment that I suffered when
I
opened the email.
I'm just kind of, I mean, and when you've got 9 and 7-year-old kids, that gets highlighted even more so because everybody I know is desperately looking for these tickets. So it's I have no doubt they're going to sell quickly. I'm afraid they're not going to get to me on the wait list, but I guess we'll see what happens on December 3rd.
Well, Leger comes before Norman, so you probably get in, and the cutoff will be the M's, is the way that my work and my life works. So,
I hope that it works out for you. I'm actually having lunch in a little while with one of your former players from the playground. He said to please say hello to his favorite basketball coach. So, I know how important sports is to you.
Absolutely. We great things happening. The Omni Hotel, we've talked about this before. It looks like that is moving and progressing forward.
It's hard to talk about it without really continuing to pound the drum on how important and critical it is for us. It's really exciting to have a major player like Omni that is making investments in cities around the country say that they want to put a stake in the ground here in New Orleans with a headquarter hotel. $550 million or so in private investment, of course, leveraged by some public support. But a 1,000-room hotel, it's gonna change the dynamic dramatically for how we compete for business. And it's also going to prevent us from sliding in a competition that's just getting harder and harder. I think there's something like $9 billion of investment in Texas alone in convention centers and in convention center hotels right now. And in order to stay competitive, you've got to build new things. I think we're a really proud community that has thrived on historic preservation, and I hope that we continue to do that for a very long time. It's a critical piece of who we are, but it's also really important to build new things too and demonstrate progress. And this is a symbol of progress. It's also a functional tool in the arsenal that keeps us competitive for the major events that we want to bring into the community, especially on the conference, convention, and meeting side. So excited to see that moving on. thrilled to see the support that it's got from local leaders as well as state leaders. And, you know, we're really excited about that continuing to move forward.
Well, we got to get to a break. When we come back, I want to talk to you for just a few moments. I was able to interview Mayor-elect Helena Moreno and Joe Geruso about the budget. I've just been very encouraged. I was stopped a number of times yesterday by folks that actually heard the interview. There seems to be a lot of momentum relative to just great feelings and of a positive nature moving forward and what that'll mean to the hospitality and tourism industry when we return with Walt Leger. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Walt Leger, New Orleans & Company president and CEO. Walt, I had the opportunity to talk to Mayor-elect Helena Moreno yesterday for an hour about the budget process. The reaction has been incredibly positive. Seems as though a lot of great momentum working. What does that mean to you in the hospitality and tourism industry?
Well, you know, to echo what you've said, I mean, I think that people are responding really well to the transparency, the communication style, the, you know, sharing of facts and details and pushing that information out. That's what people generally want to know. They want to understand that people are working hard to solve the problems and the challenges that get presented. And that is the message. And, you know, I, along with a lot of other people, are, I know, honored to be working on the transition committee in a variety of different ways. Stability and predictability is what we need. And we need there to, and we need the city to be clean and safe. And so, as we've talked about a lot, our team very heavily focuses, and Kevin Ferguson has led the way with us on these efforts on trying to ensure that we're supporting the establishment of a great place to live, work, learn, and visit. And, you know, if we can make it a great place to live and work and raise a family and spend our lives, then it will be a great place to visit because it is a special community full of cultural richness and all the other things we have to offer. You know, what the mayor-elect, I think, expects out of us at New Orleans & Company is that we're going to do our job and be excellent at it and continue to bring economic activity to the city, continue to attract big events, continue to win conferences, conventions, and meetings so that people can remain employed as steadily as possible and so that we can continue to fill the coffers of the city with revenue, whether that be, you know, sales tax or, all the other revenues that are generated when people come into our community and keep us a thriving place to live and do business. So, you know, I mean, we're excited about the new administration continuing on this journey of dealing with some of these difficulties, but also embracing the concept that excellent service should be the norm and should be what's expected when you go to City Hall and when you live in the neighborhoods across our city. And I think we're
moving in the right direction on that. Certainly have a lot of work to do. Our team is committed to continuing to work with the new administration, the new council, and continue to find ways that we can provide value to them in achieving their missions as well. And we're looking at some partnerships and some other things to help do that and to help tell the story of our city.
And while we're joined by Katie Kasbarian of the iconic restaurant Arno's down in the Quarter, who's here to talk about a special project that will go on over the Christmas holidays. Welcome, Katie. But Katie, if you don't mind, I'd like to give you the opportunity to opine as well. I mean, you are a leader in the French Quarter. Obviously, the restaurant you represent, Arno's, is an iconic one as well. Your thoughts?
Well, hello. Thank you so much for having me. And hello, Walt. Nice
hey,
to
Katie,
hear your
you?
Voices. You know, I have full confidence in the new administration in getting the city back where it needs to be. And I know that New Orleans and Company, with Walt in leadership and his team, will continue to champion for the city to continue to grow the economy and make it stronger. I mean, you know, I think some things are easily achievable to get us on the right track. And, you know, the city is amazing. The people are amazing and resilient. The culture of the city, you know, doesn't change, and people want to take part of that. So I think with the leadership, we'll be back on the right track.
Absolutely, and I appreciate you joining with us. You have you thought about this special memorial to be done in the French Quarter over the month of December through the holiday season, and it's called Second Line in the Sky. Tell us about it.
Sure. Well, you know, we were all rocked by the events that took place on January 1st. You know, it's sort of you watch these things sort of happening on TV. They're happening somewhere else, and you can't imagine that they would happen in your own community or on your front lawn. But it did happen, and you know, the victims were taken from their loved ones. Most of those were in the prime of their life when they were just doing what we all do best in New Orleans, which is celebrating life. And I live on top of one of the buildings at Arno's, and so, of course, our property wraps around Bourbon and Bienville, and so my husband and I were sort of enclosed down here during that time, and it was just a very traumatizing scenario for so many people. And so, you know, the community did what it does best and sort of rallied together to support one another. But, you know, we did some fundraising, and we helped raise over $100,000 for the victims' families through the fund at Greater New Orleans Foundation. But obviously nothing like this can ever leave you, and the victims and their families have constantly been in my thoughts. And so I just started thinking about a temporary memorial to honor them back sort of early in the summer, which was, as you can imagine, sort of late in the game to be starting to try and do an elevated art display. But I had been inspired by sort of lighting displays all over the world that happened during December, particularly in London. And I thought that could just be just the thing that could honor the families and the victims. We could tie it in to New Orleans holiday festivities like what Walt and his team are doing with Holidays New Orleans Style and the Réveillon dinners that take place. And, of course, what happens at the convention center with NOLA Christmas Fest. And so we could use the lights in the French Quarter to sort of lure people down and see a sort of this temporary memorial. Of course, like I said, I had no idea how to make it happen. Was, I guess, just naive enough to think that it would be easy to achieve. And so I met Jenny West and Jason Richards, who are husband-wife team at Studio West, who have experience with sort of these installations, and they were crazy enough to come on board with me and took over creative direction, and they came up with the Second Line in the Sky. And it's just, it couldn't be a better representation of, you know, the celebration in New Orleans, you know, which is used for the Second Line, of course, is used to celebrate life, death, gatherings, weddings, and sort of everything in between. So we have illuminated trumpets and umbrellas and mesh music lighting that's elevated over the first three blocks of Bourbon Street, and the hand-sewn, or there are hand-sewn prayer flags that symbolize the handkerchiefs that are commonly used in second lines. And we commissioned artists Babette Bellew and Margaret Crosby and Jan Gilbert to create these flags, and they actually spoke with the families of the victims to incorporate, you know, notes specifically from the families and quotes and pictures, as well as survivor messages. And we also commissioned Judy Cooper and Mel Tate, who are second-line photographers, to include their photography that represents the culture of second lines, and they're also displayed on the flag. So it just sort of embodies the New Orleans joyful spirit and sort of transforms the loss into sort of a collective gesture of hope and linking sort of the remembrance with the holiday celebration. And so we hope that people come down with their families and take a look at the installation, reflect, remember, and you know, and support the families during this time.
So the public lighting ceremony will be held on December 1st.
That's right.
At 5 p.m. And the first is, what day are we now?
Monday.
That's Monday, yeah.
It's Monday. Okay. So the lighting actually will take place closer to 6 p.m. If you're down in the area, please gather on Bourbon Street in the first three blocks to come see. You know, nothing like this has ever been done in the city before, or in the French Quarter specifically. It's obviously extremely challenging because you're dealing with public streets and private property and, of course, historic buildings. But the city really worked with us to get it done, and the businesses in the area have been really great supporters. So it's going to be a nice celebration on December 1st, and obviously we're going to honor the sponsors. This was all funded through public and private sponsorships, including New Orleans and Company was a lead sponsor, and the Convention Center, French Quarter Management District, LCM Health, Ochsner Health, Mrs. Benson, and the First Ladies Foundation. And I would be really remiss if I didn't thank All Star Electric, who is also a lead sponsor. They have donated all of their fees to install this so quickly, and it's really going to be amazing.
He is there all the time, for sure, truly a difference maker. So how many actual pieces? I'm reading through this, and I'm trying to visualize. So when we talk about the handkerchiefs and the prayer chiefs and all of that, mm-hmm. how many actual pieces of art will be hanging in those three blocks?
So it's not one continuous string, so it's each block, and then it doesn't go over the intersections, but there's over
right.
800 flags
wow.
within each light, which is within each block, rather. There are, I think there's three umbrellas and two lighted trumpets with the mesh music notes. So it's in addition to other sort of like market lights that it's there. And so that illuminate the entire width of the street. And so it is an extremely impressive creative design, an impressive installation. It's beautiful. It's breathtaking. The colors are all sort of reds and warm pinks to sort of, again, and sort of oranges also to kind of embody that sort of joyful, life-affirming spirit. And it's really something to be seen. I can't wait. I cannot wait. I cannot wait for it to be lit. And I encourage everybody to go to secondlineinthesky.com to read more about the information about the installation and the artist. And also follow us on Instagram at Second Line Sky, and please take pictures and post.
So, Katie, all I can tell you is you said you had a crazy production company join with you. I'm looking at your list of sponsors. You got a crazy list of sponsors as well. So
yeah, I mean, this
something to be very proud of for sure.
It was a Herculean effort, as you can imagine, to get this done so quickly. And I had many calls with Walt. I'm sure I turned on my most annoying self to get this done because I just am so passionate about it. I think it's it's going to be an amazing memorial, and I'm just thrilled with the way that it's turned out.
Well, I've met you many times. I'm not sure I met the annoying self, but if it leads to these types of results, keep it up.
Okay, thank you. Always nice to have affirmation of annoying behavior.
Go ahead, Walt.
I was just going to say, not at all. I mean, at the end of the day, we really need to commend Katie and Racer up here. I mean, you know, people think see things like the like this happen in the community, and I think that folks believe that that these things just happen magically, and they truly only happen because people, you know, put their nose, put their head down and just keep working and never give up. And Katie was far from annoying. I mean, persistence is not annoying. Persistence about things that you're passionate about is how
Absolutely.
Things get done. And, you know, this is going to be a beautiful thing, a beautiful tribute to a horrific event, one that I think will, you know, certainly, I hope, will lift up the community and keep those individuals who were the victims of this most horrific attack in our thoughts and prayers and really create something beautiful for the community to rally around. And that is largely due to the dedication of Katie in making this happen. So we're happy to be a part of it. I know the rest of the sponsors are as well, but ultimately it takes someone to really get behind it and shove it forward. And we're grateful for her leadership and passion and all the other things she does for the community every day, besides running a world-class restaurant and putting that out to the world. So we're grateful for that and grateful to be able to share it with folks next week. It's going to be exciting.
And we folks in the listening audience, we have an obligation to bring it forward and make sure that we show up on December the 1st. The event starts at 5 p.m. The lighting, Katie said, will be around 6 p.m. when it's fully dark, but it will be on the first three blocks of Bourbon Street, and the installation will remain on view through January 18th of 2026. Katie, this thing just sounds absolutely phenomenal, exciting. Thank you so very much for putting the effort. And, you know, I know that you don't have much to do on a day-to-day basis, but, you know.
I'm thrilled. I think it's a wonderful addition for the holiday season. Again, if you can't come down December 1st, anytime during December, please come and take a look. And again, remember the families and the victims. And, you know, I love this community. I always will work hard for the community, for our city. And so I'm thrilled to see this become a reality.
Absolutely, and congratulations, and thank you so much. I think we're going to try to be out there on December the 1st. It should be quite the sight to see and the experience to see and in memory of those folks that lost their lives on that tragic day. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back with Walt Leger, President and CEO of New Orleans & Company, for his final thoughts. And have a happy Thanksgiving, Katie, as well.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Walt Leger, New Orleans & Company president and CEO. This sounds like an incredible tribute, Walt, and you know, congratulations and thanks to Katie Kasbarian for taking this on. We know she's incredibly busy, and it's important. It would be just something different and nice to see as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So excited about seeing this unfolded on December the 1st. Katie did exceptional work in just kind of coming up with the concept, obviously working with so many talented artists to bring it to life and then raising the funds to get it done. I think it's a great thing for the community. And certainly as you approach this 1 year anniversary of the tragic attacks on January 1st, there has to be an acknowledgement of it. But I think doing it in true New Orleans style, which is community building, you know, culture celebrating, and finding something beautiful out of something tragic, demonstrates the resilience that this community is known for. And really so grateful for Katie stepping up and leading the effort. And as I said, happy to be a small part of it, but also great to see all the other sponsors coming together to make it a reality.
Yeah, it's a healthy list for sure. Walt, I wanted to finish out the show this way. Almost every time you and I speak, I get texts from people like right at the bitter end of the interview. And almost without exception, people asking about Canal Street and, you know, revamping Canal Street and the opportunities or maybe even the lack thereof. I know it's part of the DDD and they've been working very hard. Do you know any updates or thoughts?
Well, I'm actually optimistic about it. You know, I think it is one of the most important and beautiful and historic streets in the community and such a front door to those who come in to visit. And we have to remember that those who come in to visit are often business people who also may be inclined to invest and help grow the economy of our community in a variety of different ways. So it's the welcome mat to our community, not just for tourists in the traditional sense, but also for those who are coming in from somewhere else and who see value in our city and hopefully want to leave some additional value as they go. The Celebrate Canal Street Coalition is a group of community leaders who have come together to really dig into some planning efforts, beautification efforts, and others. You've already seen some of the benefits of that with some of the public art, other things that we've seen popping up and down Canal Street. You and I spoke to the weight of investment that's happened at the foot of Canal near the river, which continues to create gravity and pulling people that in that direction. And so I certainly am excited about it. I actually spoke just last week at the Celebrate Canal quarterly meeting where they're just continuing to dig in, look at cutting edge best practices around the country for economic development and investment, looking for the establishment of the right sorts of incentives to attract high quality retail to the sector again. And obviously working closely with the downtown development district for beautification and other things. So there is a lot of work being done by a dedicated group of community leaders at Celebrate Canal. We're a part of that coalition, as are a lot of others. And I think that's the kind of mechanism that you need to help drive the impact that we're looking for there, which is transformative. We want to bring it back to its former glory. Not that we need to recreate it and in the way that it was, but we need it to be a vibrant place where people enjoy gathering and certainly a beautiful place. And that's what we deserve as a community. And I think that's what the Celebrate Canal group is pushing. And more information on their website and online. Really exciting work being done there, though, and I think a reason for optimism.
Well, that's great to hear, because it's it has so much to offer. And I know a lot of people, including myself, we've had some iconic stores that have closed down and they had presence on Canal Street over the years. And it's gone. So it's changed a lot. And, you know, folks are very, I guess, nervous about it, quite frankly, because that's the sense that I get.
It's time for a new evolution, right? A lot of the restaurants and businesses that have been there historically, as you've said, have moved on or moved in different directions. Certainly, many of those businesses that have come in or continue to be successful and a vibrant part of our community. And so what's natural is that things change over time. And so I think it's time for that next evolution. My hope is that that can be done thoughtfully and that be done alongside those who are invested there now. And we can continue to add more value to it. I think everyone gets lifted up when a place like Canal Street can be re-energized. And that's a priority for us, certainly the Celebrate Canal Coalition led by Sandra Herman and so many others doing great work, and excited to keep being a part of that partnership.
Absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and we hope you have a blessed holiday weekend as well. And thank you so much for joining us today. We know you're busy, a lot going on in the city, and we appreciate all that you and your team do each and every day.
Thank you, Noel. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours as well. Take care.
Thank you, sir. We will be right back. Check in with Scoot, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. Scoot joins us. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Well, we will talk about Thanksgiving. We'll talk about anything special that you might do with your turkey. You know, I cut the skin off my turkey, and I do that just in the interest of making it a little less fattening. But I know people think I'm crazy, and it doesn't mean I'm not going to eat pumpkin pie, so I know that that's kind of ridiculous. Eat pumpkin pie, but cut the skin off the turkey. But anyway, you know, it's just my weird thing that I do around Thanksgiving. So we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about little bit of politics. We'll talk about some of the big football games this weekend, and man, there's a lot to watch, and the Saints and LSU and Tulane are all playing this weekend, and I want to take a moment to wish you and your wife a very happy Thanksgiving.
To you as well, my friend. Have Thank a you. Blessed holiday season.
You too.
We will see you guys on Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.